I'm Dan Clough's dad. Illinois recreational marijuana sales took a hit with the closing of several dispensaries because of product shortages. The legal sale of recreational cannabis began last Wednesday, with customers spending about $3.2 million on the first day. State officials report nearly $11 million in cannabis sales over 5 days, which dispensary operators say caused a product shortage. Cresco Labs says it shut its Sunnyside shops in Rockford, Chicago, and Champaign to reset and give staff a break. In other news, more Illinois students now qualify for college financial aid. Sam Dunklaw reports state government will offer money to students who might have been disqualified from getting federal help.
Those students largely fall into two categories: those who are undocumented because they immigrated to the U.S. as children, and transgender students who did not register for the draft. By filling out Illinois' new alternative application, they will now be able to apply for state-funded monetary award program grants for low-income college students. Deputy Governor Jesse Ruiz says it's all part of a plan to enroll more students at Illinois' colleges and universities.
This is a way to encourage more of those students who are here and are Illinois residents to obtain funding so that they can pursue their higher education goals.
The Illinois Student Assistance Commission doled out $450 million in MAP grants this school year and has asked state lawmakers for another $50 million for the program for next year. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Andrew Yang is trying to convince Iowa voters to caucus for him next month. Yesterday, the Democratic presidential candidate spoke to a standing room only crowd at the Brood Book in Davenport. Yang says the gross domestic product is the wrong way to measure the economy. If elected, Yang says he'd follow other trends such as health and life expectancy and how many people are able to retire comfortably.
How about how our kids are doing, childhood success rates, clean air and clean water, mental health and freedom from substance abuse? These are the things we should actually be using to see how we are faring in this country, and these are the economic measurements I would put in place as your president.
Part of Yang's solution is to tax big companies such as Amazon, Google, and Facebook, and use the money to give every adult $1,000 per month. He says most of that money would be spent in the local economy. The Iowa caucuses will be held February 3rd. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois is co-sponsoring a war powers resolution in response to the killing of Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. The Illinois Democrat took to the Senate floor yesterday, urging members of Congress to consider the resolution, which calls for debate and a vote to prevent further escalation of hostilities with Iran.
On behalf of the American people, let us learn the lessons of history, a lesson bitterly learned during the Vietnam War, that if Congress does nothing, a war can develop and continue at great human cost.
Durbin says U.S. leaders should remember lessons learned during and after the Vietnam War, particularly that Congress has the constitutional responsibility to officially declare war. 12th District Democratic candidate Ray Lenzi is challenging his primary opponent, Joel Funk, to a series of debates. Steph Whiteside has more.
Lenzi has proposed a series of Lincoln-Douglas-style debates leading up to the March 17th primary. He hopes to hold 12 debates in each of the 12 counties in the district, starting in Jonesboro and ending in Alton. Lenzi says the debates are important given how politically divided America is right now. He also noted that he's called out current 12th District Representative Mike Bost for not interacting with constituents, and says he thinks it's important for both primary candidates to show a willingness to engage the public.
Lenzi is giving the Funk campaign until Wednesday to respond. I'm Jennifer Fuller.